They have to be incredibly successful financially. They have to have unlimited income. They have to change the world. They have to have their kids be absolutely perfect all the time. They have to be in an emotional state of happiness at every moment from the time they wake up to the time they fall asleep. And if they're missing any of these things, they feel totally depressed and they feel like a failure. People who say they're successful usually have criteria, rules that are achievable. And the people that feel most successful have the rules that are the simplest and the ones that are within their control. The point is this: we can set up the rules of our life so we feel pain all the time, or we can set it up so we feel pleasure consistently. I have a new definition of success. It's quite different than what I started out with several years ago. I had to change the entire world overnight, have everyone be happy instantaneously because I showed up. Now, obviously, that's a great way to make yourself stressed out of your mind. What I've really decided now is success is real simple. That is, you're successful when you live your life in a way where you experience tons of pleasure in your life and very little pain. And when the way you live your life also causes the people around you to consistently feel tons of pleasure and very little pain. That's my idea of contribution. That's what we're really going to go for in this tape today. Now, let me ask you a question, though. What's the purpose of these rules? Why do we have rules in the first place? If rules can create so much pain, why even have them? Well, rules are important. Rules help your brain to answer the question it's constantly asking. It's, what does this mean? Is this going to mean pain in my life or pleasure? If somebody comes and says, I love you, you got to ask, what does this mean, pain or pleasure? If they say, I hate you, what does this mean, pain or pleasure? If I say, hey, will you go skydiving with me? Your brain's going to ask, what is this going to mean, pain or pleasure? If you say, yeah, I want to go skydiving, it's because your brain has decided that going skydiving means some kind of pleasure, some kind of thrill, some kind of adventure, something that you're really up for. If you say, no, I don't want to go skydiving, it's because your brain has decided that going skydiving probably means pain. It means potential death. You'd be maimed. There'd be some major problem. So our brain is asking this question at every moment. The only way your brain can get an answer is it's got one of two choices. Either it can go through every memory bank you have, every single situation you've ever had in your life, and analyze, well, gosh, in this situation, it was good. In that situation, it was bad. In this situation, somebody said they loved me, but later on, they did something where they rejected me. In this situation, they said they loved me, and it felt good. If it has to analyze every single experience you've ever had, it'll take your brain forever to decide what things mean, whether it's going to mean pain or pleasure, and what to do to get more pleasure or to avoid pain. So what rules do is they're a shortcut for the brain. They help us to make quick decisions as to what things mean and what we should do to get what we want out of our life. So their value is they allow us to speed up the process of evaluating how to make our life work. I mean, when someone smiles, your brain doesn't have to go through a long set of calculations to figure out what that means. You have a rule. Somebody smiles, it means they're happy. It means they like you. It means they're outgoing. It means they're friendly. It means no pain and probably some pleasure in your relationship with them. If somebody looks at you with a frown or they look at you with a deep, harsh stare, you have rules about what that means. And those rules answer the question instantaneously. The challenges that come with rules are many. And we're going to talk about those here and how to make sure that we lessen the challenge and maximize the benefit of them. But the most important thing to remember about rules is simply this. Rules are the controlling factor of at which moments you get pain and at which moments you get pleasure. And remember, everything you and I do as human beings, we do out of our need to avoid pain or a desire to gain pleasure. Everything. You're listening to this tape for those reasons. Either because you thought, hey, this will be entertaining, or I'll get something valuable that'll enhance my life, that's pleasure. Or you thought, man, I'm feeling like heck and I really want to get a boost. I want to get out of this pain. I want to avoid future pain. I want to learn some of these things. That is the drive behind our behavior. So our rules determine when we're going to get that pain or pleasure. And it's important to set up our rules in a way that empowers us and doesn't disempower us. Let me give you an example. A very good friend of mine is an extremely attractive woman. She's taken incredible care of herself throughout the years. She's fit, she's vibrant, she's strong. Now, what's interesting is she has a best friend who's massively overweight. And she looks at her friend, our mutual friend, who's fit and thin, and she says, gosh, how come she's so lucky? She is not lucky. The difference in these two women is only one difference, rules. My friend who's thin and slender and attractive, her body's in shape. She's that way for one reason. She has a set of rules, very specific rules of what she must do every single day so that she can have these feelings, this body, this vibrancy for the rest of her entire life. Those rules include things like every single day I must exercise. And she has specific types of exercises she'll do. And she doesn't miss. And so her body reflects that. She has rules about eating that are very precise. She must eat nutritious foods each day. She must eat foods that are fuel foods. She must eat low-fat foods. She must eat a comfortable amount of food. She has this huge list. When I ask her friend who's overweight, what must you do to be healthy each day? She said, well, basically eat good, and, you know, think right and, you know, do the right things.